This is Heartline, the weekly radio voice coming from the Evangel Home in Fresno. Your host every week here on Heartline is this guy right here, Jim Tuck.
And thank you so much, Ken Adams. We are indeed bringing Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno. Jerry Brenneman is here. We are in here, her office, as we've been known to do for the last, 12 or 13 years, something like that, Jerry, as it turns out. Doesn't seem that long. We have a guest today, and I'm looking forward to this conversation, but I'm going to let you handle the introduction. We want to get into this, but this is a little special.
It's special because we only have 10 minutes to do the show, and we have a 32-year-old woman here who has about 200 years of life in her to talk about. So we're really only going to hit the surface, and I believe Bobby is thinking about applying for Crossroads. If she does that and is accepted, then we would follow her up later on, I think, with other stories. That would be kind of fun. But Bobby is here in the crisis home. She's been here almost 2 weeks. If she's thinking about Crossroads, I know it's 2 weeks. And again, Jim, she's one of those young women you look at and you think, well, you look pretty healthy. You must have made some good and healthy choices. She has, but she's made a lot of unhealthy choices that I think God has just kind of evidently protected her from to this point. And I know she's at a point now where she wants something different. Mm-hmm. But I don't know exactly what that difference is. And the other thing that I love about a show like this is Bobby and I have not sat down and talked about all the stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I'm eager to find out exactly what it is that she does hope to get from Evangel Home and change while she's here.
Okay. Well, Bobby, let's jump into this. You're at Evangel Home in the shelter, ergo you had no place else to stay. How did that come about?
Well, I was in an unhealthy, abusive relationship, and I'm a recovering addict, and I've been really trying to get closer with the Lord, and so I did a lot of praying, and there was some physical abuse in the relationship, and so God just made a way for me to get out of that relationship, and I think he brought me here so that I could continue to get to know him better.
Okay. Did you know about us? Did you look in the phone book? How did you find us?
Well, I've heard some things about the program through other friends, but I think I went through a resource book about the resources in Fresno, and so I seen Evangel Home, and that sounds like a something different, not just three meals and a bed.
You said substance abuse in the past. How far back does that go?
32, and I started using when I was 18.
Bad choice of relationships, get into the wrong crowd, is that where that started?
Well, I come from a long line of addicts and alcoholics in my family, and also, the friends and the people I hung out with weren't the best of choices. So that was pretty much, I didn't surround myself with positive people to help support me to go through life and make better choices.
So you say that's in your past. How long have you been clean and sober?
I've been clean and sober since December 14th of last year.
Just decided and stopped using?
Well, I felt really alone and, I guess, isolated. And I was just praying for God to make a way for me. And so I quit.
Wow. He was done. Yeah, somebody wants to change really badly.
Yeah.
Somebody really wants to change.
And I both kind of wince when we hear that I come from a long line of addicts and alcoholics, because that is just heartbreaking.
Oh,
and I don't know how we can expect someone like Bobby to be any different than she is, mm-hmm. Because that's what she was taught to be. And, you know, over and over, I so much respect our women who can be in Bobby's shoes, because it takes incredible perseverance and courage to turn your back on that, to turn your back on anything you have been taught to do, because that's what you've been taught. Whether you had good parents or not, somebody raised you, and that's what you know, that's what you love. It's that kind of, you know, that poison love sort of thing. I know it's not good for me, but it's all I have. So I think just to be able to turn around and begin to take those steps is incredible. I've shared I think, on the air. About years ago, we had a gal who had graduated from the Garden, and she had been sentenced to the Garden partly for prostitution. And so the 9 months with us, she's great, she's fine, she's growing, she's walked away from that lifestyle. And then she got into Community Connection, going to City College, and she came home drunk one night. And so we kind of picked her up off the ground, dusted her off, said, do it again and you're gone. And we should have perhaps done more then, but, you know, you go on what you know at the time. Mm-hmm. Well, she did start doing prostitution again, and so we had to dismiss her. And I remember someone saying, after all she did, how could she go back to that? And it was one of those God moments, Jim, where I thought it was as hard for her to stop being a prostitute as it would be for me to start. Mm-hmm. Because she had spent her whole life being taught, this is what you do. Mm-hmm. You need money, honey? You go sell yourself and you'll get. And she was good. She had all the money she needed. But that realization for me made it real clear that it's a lot of work. And for her to change would be just as hard as it would be for me to change. On the good side of things, I love this because I'm not going to mention her name, but she was a black woman from the ghettos of Los Angeles and west side of here. She left here. She married a white mountain man. I just love this. They moved somewhere, and now they're running a shelter.
Wow.
So she did get her life turned around back on track. And so you never give up. No matter what things are like here, you never give up.
Well, Bobby, we want to go and look at some other things that you're thinking here. You've been here for 2 weeks. Now, Jerry, you've got a list. Yeah, talk about that very briefly.
Evangel Home wants to be the best it can be all the time. And the experts on how we can be better are always, I think, the women in the programs, especially the crisis home, because, you know, you've got between, you know, 6 and 12 women here who have just been here for a little bit of time, and they're the experts. So I asked them to write down what they would be looking for. If they had a list of 10 shelters, you know, sort of the equivalent of the AAA book, You've got some that are one star rated and one that are five. How do we become a five star? What are they looking for? And so some of them wrote things down. And when I looked at Bobby's, her first three were what she would be looking for would be privacy, cleanliness, where she could have overnight child visits, which she can. So I look at this and I think, hey, we can check off some of this. Now, one of the things she put, I kind of chuckle at, she wants to be able to use her cell phone after 5 o'clock. Well, you know, I laugh, Jim, because 10 years ago, we weren't dealing with any of this kind of stuff. People who came to us then had pagers, and they were almost all prostitutes and drug dealers. So that was an easy thing to figure. But now everyone has a cell phone. Even homeless people have cell phones that they pay monthly or someone pays for them. That is the one consistent thing almost in everybody's life now. So do we change our rules and say everyone can have them at all times? You just, no, we can't do that. It would drive us all crazy. But there's always a little wiggle room for new technology.
Yeah. Interesting
and
dilemma.
Bobby took time and she wrote like 8 or 9 things. And one of the things she didn't write, but she said when we were talking, was that she likes that we're in a neighborhood. And I think that really truly is one of the stars in our rating, because that is a home.
Just a general feeling of another level of safety in the environment. And let's be honest, no place is perfectly safe just because of the way society is. So, Bobby, you decided on Evangel Home. You came, you knocked on the door, you walked in, and you thought,
this looks like a beautiful place to be.
Did you have a feeling, a sense about things?
Well, I was just amazed at how clean it was. And the staff here is just really, they treated me like a human being. And so I was kind of nervous and had to wait and see what else entailed.
Now, I don't know if this is really a fair question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Where do you see Bobby a year from now?
Well, I hope to be going to City College and possibly have some child care lined up. And I think I'll be single for a while until God finds the right person for me.
What do you plan to study at City College?
Drug and alcohol counseling.
Yeah, boy, we hear that a lot. Good. Anything you'd like to say to Jerry? Oh, this is off the cuff. I don't think I've ever asked that question before.
I just want to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to grow and learn. This is a big opportunity. I'm not used to talking in front of anybody or people, so it's kind of bringing me outside of my shell, and thanks.
Glad to have you. That's why we're here.
Yeah. Now, Jerry, we're going to talk about you a little bit, Bobby.
Okay. But you have to stay.
But you have to stay here and just take it. We see some pretty standard repeating attitudes of people who are successful here. One way at the top of the list is a strong desire, a commitment to change.
Yes, a strong commitment to change, an understanding that discipline is very necessary in our lives. You know, the ones that just can't hang with the rules. Well, whether it's here or out there, you've got to have some rules to ever make it. So I think the discipline, our wildest and craziest and most undisciplined woman who makes it will tell you that. That the discipline is very, very crucial.
I have a discipline.
Yeah. And I think besides the commitment and the discipline, there is that willingness to accept your responsibility for going forward. You know, the whole codependency thing, Jim, is you always have to be a victim because you always then can blame somebody if you don't make it, and then you always have to count on other people to rescue you. And it becomes a pit, and it's very hard to get out of. So if you're going to go through life between with those two options, you're not going to really make it.
Yeah.
The women who say, okay, it's up to me now, but now I've got this support, I'm understanding what it means to follow the Lord, I'm really getting that kind of thing. There's, I think the other thing that permeates all that, I would say, is Jesus. And I don't mean permeate like, oh yeah, the secondary thing. The ones that get too into religion, because it can become a real phony talk, that they're just trying to talk their way into change and talk their way through here, that they're going to spend all day reading the Bible. That's okay to say once or twice, but nobody spends all day reading the Bible when you've got three goofy kids that are... So to get them to really understand that Jesus permeates all aspects of our life and our behavior, that's the other thing that's a real hallmark, I think, of the women who make it. That it's not, he's not just somebody out there to talk about sometimes, but just that slow permeating all parts of their life.
Right. Well, we are completely out of time. Thanks, Bobby. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry. And thank you, my listening friend. That wraps up today's edition, and I'm going to turn it over now to Ken to make a radio program, and we call it Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
That is indeed correct, Mr. Jim Tuck. Reach the Evangel Home in the 559 area code 264-4714. Around the clock online, evangelhome.org. Thanks for tuning in this week's edition of Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, California.